Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Here in the Northern Rockies, dark winter months are outlasted in basements, dens, and nooks where kindred souls gather together to share intel, swap fly patterns, and relive the memories from seasons past. This gathering spot, known locally as the February Room, is the inspiration for this podcast. No matter the season, the door is always open to those with a fly fishing story to tell. Brought to you by CD Fishing USA, the North American distributor for composite development fly rods and accessories. 40 years of Kiwi ingenuity and graphite technology now available at cd-fishing.us or your local CD USA dealer. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. And remember to go fishing. Here's your host, the Carnops, and this is the February Room.
All right, welcome to the February Room. I am at the Wilma Theater with John Zinda and Cooper Nash with the Fly Fishing Film Tour. And it's quiet right now, but I imagine, I've been here before, it's gonna get loud.
Soon to be rowdy.
Soon to be, yeah.
Yeah. John, how was the road trip? Because you just came back from
Craig. Coming in from Craig today.
Yeah, and I heard that you guys went fishing.
Yeah, fishing a partial day yesterday and then a full day the day prior.
Okay.
How did great time in Craig. Oh, I was there year previous. Went back this year after our Bozeman show, kind of a road crew tradition. And it's a blast. I mean, Craig's a quiet little town. It's a perfect place to hide away from emails and phone calls.
Yeah, there's no service.
But I imagine you got a little rowdy.
Honestly, we were just kind of catching up on sleep more or less.
Oh, we were in Bozeman for
the party
a little while.
Nice. Well, as always, we always kick the podcast with the fishing story. And what better place to tell a fishing story than in the Wilma, where we're about to watch a ton of fishing stories. Who's got one for me? Do you? Come on.
I mean, it's not so much a fishing story as more a funny tragic type incident. I worked at Tick Chick Narrows Lodge in Bristol Bay, and I was at out camp with my favorite buddy, Bayou Brennan. He's a cancer survivor and all around great dude. And it was like a really wet season and we couldn't find any dry wood. So we're using a lot of diesel in our wood stove to keep our tent warm because we're just sleeping and living in the tent. And one day we get back, we're all just soaked to the bone. It was myself and Brennan. and we're out of diesel, so we start the fire. I was not really going, so I took, foolishly enough, this is how lessons are learned, but I tossed a cup of gasoline into the wood stove, and this cloud of flames bursts out, hits the top of the tent, and it was actually really scary. But the funniest part about it all, like, it wasn't really that bad, but like, as that happened, we were a little scared, and Brennan took off running to the lake to get water as we had like our 5-gallon water supply. So I just put it out with that. But when Brennan ran out of the tent, he slipped and hit his knee. And so he's like on the ground. I'm like, yo, we got water. It's fine. We're good. But he limped around for weeks. And for weeks, we had to tell people that Brennan was limping because Coop almost burnt the tent down.
Was that, did you say at L camp?
It was just our out camp. So we lived in the tent.
Because I was going to say, like, elk hunting would be a little bit difficult after, like, a knee injury like that.
Yeah, so he was just limping around his jet boat for, like, the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. I think he was okay, but
yeah,
just one of those things you learn. Maybe don't put gasoline in the wood stove.
That is a very good reminder. Yeah. Don't do that.
Great lesson learned. Just diesel.
John, this is your, wait, who's the first time in at the Wilma?
It's my first time at the Wilma.
Yeah. What are your thoughts right now looking around?
We do a lot of theaters. This is obviously
the best.
Very good. Yeah.
Great location. Yeah. Next to the river, right?
And they got
top.
Parking. And the location's unreal.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't get the rig in due to that.
Oh, I thought you were joking about parking. Everyone in Missoula is like, the parking is horrible.
Oh, no, they blocked 3 spots off.
Oh, that's good. John, tell me a little bit about this. What's going on tonight? What can I expect?
Doors at 6, shows at 7, kind of standard setup for us. Should be good. We got films this year, I think, are impeccable. Really, really grab on, pay attention to them.
Do you have a favorite?
I do.
What is it? Which one is it?
I'm not going to spoil it. I think everyone should come out to the movies and see it. We see these movies quite a bit on the road.
Yeah.
Watch them every time we go somewhere. And like every time it comes on, I still just watch it because I enjoy it that much.
Do you feel that like you've watched it so many times? I mean, you've probably watched all these films over and over again. Do they don't ever get boring to you? Or is it because like the different audience that makes it feel like a different time, like a different experience of watching the films?
So like last year, for example, like, you know, a certain song that was in one of the films, every time I hear it, I just immediately think of that scene in that movie. So it kind of just gets burned into your memory of like, so like audio cues, you know, where you're at in the show.
Yeah.
But after a while, it's like anything, too much of a good thing.
It's interesting to see what people respond to as well.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Some people really respond to one film in one area, and then in the next, it's like, they don't like that one at all.
Crickets, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, you can almost sometimes cue up laughs too. Like, all right, 3, 2, 1, they're all going to laugh.
So you can like already start filming it. Like, we know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Or do you guys find that when you're traveling to different places that people's reaction to something, they're like, oh, they're going to think this is funny, but they don't. And you're like, oh, this must be.
Yeah. Like that comment on skiing in one of the films, you know, towns where there's more higher density of skiers, they find that, you know, that joke said in the movie a lot funnier than, say, the Midwest.
Yeah, the Midwest would probably be like, that joke doesn't apply.
Like, we add ice fishing to this?
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me, though, you guys have been on the road. Where did you start off? Like, where is the tour kickoff?
We always meet up in Boulder.
In Boulder.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ugly town. No, I'm joking. I'm originally from Colorado Springs. I love Boulder. Nice. It's beautiful.
But we switched to Bozeman this next year. So next year, our headquarters will be in Bozeman.
Oh, in Bozeman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Why?
Centrally located. From here on out, Bozeman will always be the world premiere.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Just because, is it better spacing or... Bozeman. Moment, it's Bozeman.
It kind of knocks that X amount of hour ride off from Boulder to Bozeman for our first show, you know, the world premiere. Logistics, easier to get everything shipped to Bozeman so we can pack the trailer.
They have like a storage facility there.
And plus, you know, Sims headquarters being there. You know, Sims is a huge supporter of this. They make it all happen. So, Bozeman just plays.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And you guys are, like, not tired at all. Like, I mean, you guys, looks like Craig treated you well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there was nothing to do, and that was good for us.
But you went fishing.
Yeah,
and that is so huge. But
huge. That's the reason we do this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you need to get some sleep so then you can be rest for the Missoula show.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the most important thing. So I was curious, you guys have the films are playing. Do you guys know, like, why? Like, you know, when you're like, oh, why did they choose this one, the first one? And this, the second, third, fourth, like... The rhythm of...
There's a flow to them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do so much on that end.
We will next year, but John and I signed on for next year with... We want to look at the films too. But I think they try to bring them in hard and finish hard. I will say this year's film, the second half, is a lot faster paced than the first half.
Yeah.
So stay for the whole film.
Yeah, don't leave. Save the best for last is actually...
Yeah, have a few more beers. Stay for the rest of the movie.
Dale's Pale Ale.
Yeah. I remember last year I was here with a bunch of my girlfriends, and I just loved... There was it Katie Fiedler?
Katie Fiedler Anderson.
Yes. Yeah. She came on the podcast.
She's great.
I reached out to her. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I was crying. I was like, you know, I was just, I'm a mom. And so she came on the podcast and I'm determined we are going to be best friends. But I think what's so great about the elements of the films that I've seen in the past is that it's not really always about fishing. There's like such a human element to the whole thing. And so I think what's so great about it is that you're bringing it to Missoula, which is a huge fly fishing community. Mm-hmm. And we all get to kind of feel that our story is being told and, you know, like the reason why we do this. So why Cooper, why did you decide to sign up on this? Like, why? You could do a lot of jobs, and you do. We were just chatting before. I mean, you travel a lot, and you've decided to keep traveling.
Yeah. Sometimes I ask myself this very question.
Why do you do
this? It's just, there's good people everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Like our very first show in Longmont, met this guy at a food truck, had it outside the brewery, fed us. He feeds his local TU chapters. He feeds all the kids fly fishing events. So, you know, it's really easy to be like, oh, people stink. But people don't stink. There's good people everywhere you go. I think that's why I do it. And get to fish a little bit, but meet like-minded people. You know, there's fishing nuts everywhere, like myself and John. And I think that's probably why, is the people you meet along the way.
Yeah.
And we meet a lot of good people.
Oh, I can totally agree with that. How about you, John?
It's just kind of fun. I just thoroughly enjoy it. I love driving, going down the road, and just ultimately spending time with, you know, Cooper. We have way too much fun that, you know, more fun than should legally be had.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I enjoy, you know, going to all these towns, setting up a show, and, you know, kind of putting this on for every small little community of fishermen in each town.
Like, what do you think people are going to take away from this tour specifically?
I think, like, this year we're down to 20 stops because we changed hands.
Mm-hmm.
Next year we have 45 stops on the books. So I want people to take out of this year that it's still going on. They might have changed hands again. but we got these two great new Australian owners, and they're letting John and I really – I mean, we decided on – who we want to bring on boat sponsor wise. We're allowed to reach out to people and just kind of, I want them to know that next year, I mean, we have stops planned in the Keys, Charleston, New Orleans, like Vancouver, BC.
So nonstop, like once the tour bus is, you guys are getting a bunch of like fly fishing roadies kind of following you, like, woo!
It'd be nice to have someone to carry the bags. That bag's kind of heavy this year.
I think every fishing guide thinks that.
Yeah. But yeah, just coming back better than ever. And we're trying to get back into the fly shops being really important, because that's the goal of this, is to pump traffic into those shops.
Right, to the local fly fishing communities.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because how many, you know, I feel that you guys must get this all the time. Like, hey, I've got a great idea. And they're wanting to submit a show after this. They're inspired. They're like, I'm going to the Bahamas and I want to do a story on the bonefish. You know, whatever's going on with the bonefish. There's something going on with the bonefish in Bahamas, right?
Yeah,
something always is going on with the bonefish in the Bahamas. Sargasm. Come on, we got sargasm everywhere. Yeah. But that was a podcast, an earlier podcast. but how do content creators start maybe reaching out to you guys if they're like starting to, or you're just like, you know what, just show us the final product and we love it. Or we don't.
You know, that end of the process, you know, I'm not too familiar with. I think we get a lot of submissions from, you know, people that they do a movie every year. Like that's what, you know, that's what they do. They make a fly fishing film and they submit it. And, you know, ultimately we can only pick so many, but you know, it's a lot of people that are super passionate, super determined to get one made. And then, yeah, it can be chosen to be put in the film.
Like this year we had 80 submissions.
Wow.
We can only take 12.
Wow.
So I think the best part would probably be have a story.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's seen fish porn.
Yes.
So
it's like, I mean, a music video.
Yeah.
Someone running around in a banana suit and then like, ah,
yeah, just exactly. Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. That's your thing.
Yeah. The story and the people is what makes it. And don't put music you don't own in your film because then we can't play it.
Yes. Yeah. Without a doubt. You can get in big trouble with that copyright,
yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm sure no one's ever gotten to issues with that before.
No,
not to my knowledge.
Not Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
No. And we won't sing that song on the podcast either. Awesome. Okay. So what are the next stops? Where are we going?
Heading to Boise tomorrow. Got a short drive there.
Good 7-hour rip.
Good.
And then after Boise, we got a few days off and then we're heading over to Oregon for Bend and Portland. And then heading our way up the West Coast to Mount Vernon, Seattle, then cutting east to Spokane. Then heading really far east in the Midwest.
To the Midwest.
Oh, home. Your guys' home, right?
Yeah. Well, beautiful Midwest.
Yep. And then when does it end?
We go to the Midwest, and then we go 5 days, 4 shows in Colorado, knock those out, and then we finish go to Tailwaters in Dallas, and then we finish in Austin, Texas, April 16th.
Is there a town, is going back home what you guys are more excited, the most excited about visiting and showing the films?
It is fun going back home.
Yeah.
I mean, you're familiar with the area. You know the roads.
The people, too.
We
get to fish with Mike Schultz for 2 days.
Oh,
so I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. And if people are wanting to buy tickets, how do they do that?
Go to your local fly shop first.
Nice.
And then go to flyfilmtour.com tickets.
Okay. All right. And John, let's end the podcast with a fishing story. You haven't thrown us. Come on.
Jeez. I really don't have it.
How'd you get into fly fishing? What's your favorite first time fly fishing?
Back at home.
Which home is?
Michigan. Mm-hmm. But up in Northeast Michigan. Actually, one of the first days going down the Asabo River with my cousin, Andrew. And he's got a wooden Asabo riverboat. And then, it's just really spectacular. It's heaven on earth. That's about it. It's just really nice.
Just
John
nice
won't
boat.
Tell his cousin's story, but John was working at a hops farm. And his cousin, instead of paying him, took him to a fly shop and bought him a fly rod. To pay, correct?
Yeah. That was, you know, my first setup was, you know, I went through with my cousin. And, you know, he kind of showed me the ropes and taught me about it. Got me into it, truthfully. And then, yeah, kind of just ran with it from there.
The tour.
Yeah. And I try to get back home as much as I can up north. It's heaven on earth. So,
awesome. Well, I'm glad that you guys came to Missoula. And I'm excited tonight to watch these films. And I can't wait to keep following your guys' journey and see what you come up with. Because I know Missoula's crowd is normally really quiet. Like everyone is, we have our legs crossed and we don't laugh. And there's no hooting
Water's
or hollering.
Only.
Yeah, it's dry. It's a dry town around here. So, but no, I'm super excited to follow you guys and good luck with everything and get those sleeps in those small towns.
Oh yeah,
we need it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
No, thank you guys.
Go to thefebruaryroom.com where you can access a complete library of our podcast and read more about our guests, their fishing stories, and favorite fly patterns. We're always looking for exceptional fly fishing yarns, and if you have one to spin, shoot us an email at info@thefebruaryroom.com. The February Room is always free, but if you feel like throwing a nickel in the pond, we appreciate any additional listener support. For companies and individuals interested in sponsorship opportunities, please contact us for our media kit. Thanks for stopping by the February Room, and we'll see you down here next week.